Well, there's one that just speaks straight to the soul, that heartfelt ballad written by Rabbi Burns, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, and that was sung by none other than one of Canada's most beloved tenors, John McDermott. And to make it super exciting, I have him on the line. Welcome to the Jukebox. John, welcome to the show.
Nice to hear you.
Great to have you. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this. And you're coming to our town, to Collingwood.
Coming to Collingwood, yeah.
Theatre Collingwood. Yes, November 8th. How exciting. John McDermott. And it's Raised on Songs and Stories. November 8th, New Life Church at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Great to have you here. Now, you're born in Glasgow, raised right here in Ontario, and this show is very special. It's dear to your heart because it's born out of family memories.
It is.
Songs sung around the kitchen table. What inspired you to weave those early memories into a concert format?
Oh, I think, you know, the things that you grow up with are the things that you're carried with. You know, when we, as a family, we would always sing together, and certainly my parents, that washed over us when we were growing up, and the stories relating to the songs. So, you know, when I recorded the Danny Boy album.
Oh, we love that one here on the Jukebox.
Well, that was 12 songs that each of my siblings would sing. There's 12 kids in the family. And so each song, my parents could relate to one of their children. Danny Boy's on twice because my father liked the a cappella version and my mother liked the accompanied version. So as we ended up with Danny Boy twice.
Well, I can imagine a very rowdy kitchen table there growing up. Many stories shared, no doubt, songs, very deeply personal.
Pretty busy basement on a Friday night.
Busy basement, absolutely. Tell me, how do you balance these kind of concerts? Because you have a natural knack for storytelling. Do you see yourself kind of in both roles there, narrating, being a singer, storyteller?
Yeah, I think that became part of my show because it's the way my dad would sing a song. He would tell you a little bit of the history behind the song and so that you got more meaning from it. And it's sometimes people, they know the song, but they don't know who wrote it, when it was written, why it was written. And sometimes that carries a lot of feelings for a lot of people. So I tend to mix those stories in and talk about where the song came from. And it just makes it a lot more personal.
Right. Now, you're joined by your longtime guitarist, also music director Jason Fowler. What makes that musical relationship so special after all these years playing together?
Jason, not only is a brilliant guitar player, but he's also unflappable. He rolls with everything.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
He's a very creative guy. And so I have no worries when I know that Jason's in control. And we've got, you know, amazing players with us too. Brian McMillan, Mark Camilleri, Maury LaFoy. And so really great players. And the music itself becomes a little bit of a, you know, we never do the same show twice. So it's there's always a little bit of a surprise for everybody in each of the shows that we do.
Now, of course, you do reward us with those that we love to feature on the Jukebox here countless times. Danny Boy, the one we just heard, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, so beautifully sung. Tell me, what do you do to keep these songs fresh for you personally?
I think, you know, we go back when I redid some of the songs with new arrangements, you know, it's getting a different ear, getting over the fact that you think you always know what you want and having other players listen to it and being creative. And I think I got that with Jason. I got it with Drew Jurecka and Mark LaLama, players that have been with us for a while that know the material and want to give it a new twist. The new album itself, that we have the new album coming out now, Scrapbook. And, you know, it was funny because years ago, Larry Gowan and I grew up in Glasgow. Lawrence grew up in Glasgow. He's the lead singer for Styx. We know him passionately as Gowan. And back in the day when we were growing up in Glasgow, his parents emigrated just before we did. And when we met in 1992, 93, and realizing our parents knew each other and we came from the same place, and we became good friends. We've kept in touch over the years, and we've written a couple of songs together. And so on this new album, he and I got together and redid that song that we wrote probably 20 years ago. It's called The Merry Road to Hell. It's an interesting take on a man who's gone through a tough time in his life.
Well, you've mentioned Glasgow numerous times there. And after years of sharing all these timeless tunes, is there maybe one song that just takes you home every time you sing it?
Personally, I think it's The Last Rose of Summer.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It reminds me so much of my parents.
Beautiful.
That one really takes me back, yeah.
Last Rose of Summer. Well, John, it's just been such a joy. I love that sincerity you bring into your concerts. Your audience is going to be moved, as they always are. It is November 8th. If you're up in this area or you'd like to visit Collingwood, this is a great opportunity. November 8th, John McDermott. He's bringing his crew over here to Collingwood with two performances, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. for an evening of soul-stirring music, heartfelt storytelling, and those timeless songs of the Isles. John, now that I still have you, what can audiences expect? What do you hope they'll take away from this experience? You're here in Collingwood only one day.
I hope it's a trip down memory lane for many of them, because we all have those songs that bring back memories, and I think we're going to touch a lot of people's hearts this weekend.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that's theatercollingwood.ca. Get your tickets there, theatercollingwood.ca. John, it's just been a pleasure. Collingwood is going to welcome you here with open arms, and wish you a great, memorable experience.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it. Really looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, as are we. All right, you take care. Cheers.
I really appreciate it, man. Bye-bye.